Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Immigration raid has crippled a Georgia town. Stillmore, Georgia, according to the Associated Press, trailer parks lie abandoned. The poultry plant is scrambling to replace more than half of its workforce. Business has dried up. Its stores were Mexican.
It'd be better if it was the eggplant scrambling.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Business has dried up at stores where Mexican laborers once lined up to buy food, beer, cigarettes just weeks ago. Remember how we've talked about how immigrants buy stuff, too?
Yeah.
Immigrants contribute to the economy here as well. Well, now the economy in Stillmore is, well, more still, I guess, at this point. The Georgia community of about 1,000 people has become little more than a ghost town since September 1st, when federal agents began rounding up illegal immigrants. The sweep... Remember we were talking about street sweeps earlier, the KGB and Hitler and all that? The sweep has had the unintended effect of underscoring just how vital the illegal immigrants were to the local economy. More than 120 illegal immigrants have been loaded onto buses bound for immigration courts in Atlanta, 189 miles away. Hundreds more fled Emanuel County. Residents say many scattered into the woods, camping out for days. They worry some are still hiding without food. At least one child, born a U.S. citizen, was left behind by his Mexican parents. 2-year-old Victor Perez Lopez, the toddler's mother, Rosa, left her son with Julie Rodas when the raids began and fled the state. The boy's father was deported to Mexico. Rodas said, quote, "When his mama brought the baby here and left him, tears rolled down her face and mine too. She said, 'Julie, will you please take care of my son because I have no money, no way of paying rent.'" For 5 years, Rodas has made a living watching the children of workers at the Kreider Incorporated poultry plant, where the vast majority of employees were Mexican immigrants. She learned Spanish.
You really don't have to be able to speak Spanish in order to pluck chickens, gut chickens.
Speak English, you mean.
Yeah. I'm sorry, speak English, in order to, do what it takes to these chickens.
She learned Spanish, the woman who's taking care of the kids, and considered many immigrants among her closest friends. She even threw parties for their children's birthdays and baptisms. The only child in Rodas' care now...
Can you imagine? God loves those darn Mexicans.
God.
It's hard to imagine.
The only child in Rodas' care now, besides her own son, is Victor. Her customers have disappeared, so her business is going belly up at this point. Federal agents also swarmed into a trailer park operated by David Robinson. Illegal immigrants were handcuffed and taken away. Almost none have returned. Robinson, the owner of the park, bought an American flag and posted it by the pond out front, upside down, in protest. Now, when I was first reading that sentence, I thought it sounded like the guy was happy that, these immigrants were rounded up, which, of course, wouldn't make sense. He's angry about it. He just lost all his business from the trailer park. These guys can't pay rent if they're not there anymore.
Well, they're taking people's jobs. Apparently, they took his.
Federal agents, quote, "These people might not have American rights, but they've damn sure got human rights," Robinson said. By the way, David Robinson, rights are rights. There's not an American version of rights. Human rights are everybody's rights. "There ain't no reason to treat them like animals," he said. The raids came during a fall election season in which immigration's a top issue. Last month, the federal government reported that Georgia had the fastest-growing illegal immigrant population in the country. The number more than doubled from an estimated 220,000 in 2000 to 470,000 last year.
You know, there's a lot of agricultural stuff going on in Georgia.
Yep.
And the property values are low, so, it's a
good place
to
live.
You're not gonna sneak across the border in the middle of the night with no money in your pocket and move to
New York City,
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. This year, state lawmakers passed some of the nation's toughest measures targeting illegal immigrants. Said the Republican Governor Sonny Perdue last week vowed a statewide crackdown on document fraud. Other than the Kreider plant, there isn't much in Stillmore, Georgia. 4 small stores, coin laundry, and a Baptist church share downtown with City Hall, a fire department, and a post office. Mayor Marilyn Slater says, "We're poor but proud," as if that's the town motto.
I think it is.
The 2000 census put Stillmore's
population... Fancy is our name.
put Stillmore's population at 730, but Slater said uncounted immigrants probably make it more like 1,000. Not anymore, with so many homes abandoned and the streets practically empty. Slater said, this is the mayor, saying, this reminds me of what I read about Nazi Germany, the Gestapo coming in and yanking people up. Now even Americans who aren't of German descent, who didn't experience the hell of Nazi Germany, are counting this as Nazi-esque tactics, as police state tactics. And you know what? They're absolutely right. This is absolutely sick, and if you are somebody that supports it, you need to explain yourself at 1-800-259-9231.
Well, we need to explain ourselves first, because our immigration beliefs are based on a lot of assumptions. And those assumptions are, A, that we would do away with the welfare state immediately and mm-hmm. wholly. We would do away with all laws that forced businesses like hospitals to give treatment for free to somebody to the
came
to the door.
Yeah.
It's essentially welfare. We would do away with we would bring all the troops back from 131 UN member states that they are in currently occupying, all the American troops home, so that we would not be creating foreign policy
that would create terrorists
that would sneak across open border across mm-hmm. open borders.
And then we want to open the borders,
right,
and allow people to cross borders freely, because if you truly are a free country, then that's one of the hallmarks that'll prove that you're a free country. That is that I don't have to ask permission to come and go. Continuing with the article here. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, spokesperson Mark Raimondi would not discuss the details of the raid, saying, quote, we can't lose sight of the fact that these people were here illegally.
Yes, our laws are very important. We don't care who dies.
This is a nation of laws,
Mark.
We
don't care who loses money. We don't care about any of that stuff.
We don't care about
your
kids.
Somebody wrote some crap on a piece of paper.
That's
and
right.
And they're not even the laws anymore. These aren't even laws. These are...
What are you talking about?
These aren't immigration laws. These are immigration rules that are in place by... I mean, the Congress didn't pass all that crap.
Yeah, true.
They
passed the law that created the bureaucracy
that has gotten huge because the people that it deals with aren't even American citizens. They have no voice. They can't say, I will not stand for this crap.
I'm calling my representative. Oh, wait, I don't have one.
I mean, if you think the DMV is greased lightning compared to these people.
Yeah.
The DMV is a bunch of competent know-it-alls compared to these people.
Good point. There's absolutely no accountability when it comes to the immigration
bureaucracy.
I mean,
if you're frustrated in dealing with the government, you can only imagine what it's like trying to get American citizenship. Trying
to come
to
here
get
legally.
A visa, trying to get a work visa. It is, I mean, you just essentially have to bribe by paying all their fees and stuff and hire a lawyer, thousands of dollars, to be able to get what you want.
Yeah, I love how the immigration the anti-immigration advocates, the immigration controllers, just sort of play it off as though it's no big deal.
Right.
Why don't you come here legally? Why do you have to cross it without filling out this paperwork? It's just a little paperwork. What's the big deal? You just have to wait a little while.
10 years, 15 years, big deal.
Yeah, by that time, your mom's dead.
Family's split apart. By the way, when somebody turns age majority, 18, sometimes mm-hmm. these things start completely over for
really?
Relatives that were trying to get in the country. And you know,
there's a whole new set of paperwork you got to fill out.
Absolutely. Now the minor child is a child of majority.
Right. Now you're not 17 and 364 days. You're 17 and 365 days, sir.
Yep.
That means you qualify for a whole new ream of paperwork.
Here you go.
At Sucursal Salina number 2, a store stocked with Mexican fruit, sodas, and snacks, cashier Alberto Gonzalez said Wednesday that the owner may shutter the place. By midday, Gonzalez has had only 6 customers.
Hmm.
Normally,
it's a ghost town.
Normally, he would have had 100.
Wow.
The B&S convenience store owned by Keith and Regan Slater, the mayor's son and grandson, has lost about 80% of its business.
Wow.
These people come over here to make a better way of life, not to blow us up, complained the owner of the store, who keeps a portrait of Ronald Reagan on the wall. I'm a diehard Republican, but I think we missed the boat with this one. Yeah, guess what? It's going to hit home as these raids continue. For all of those of you who have supported these immigration controls and procedures, wait until your business is affected by it, or your friend's business, or your family member's business, because it's not just the immigrants that are being harmed here. More's coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Trophies, blue ribbons, and Academy Awards. All reasons to break out the champagne. But before you get toasted, I'll tell you about one first place that isn't a cause for celebration when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
This first place is a dishonor, and it belongs to alcohol. Yes, the number one cause of death in automotive accidents is drinking and driving. Per the Department of Transportation, alcohol-related crashes have claimed an estimated 170,000 lives and injured nearly 5 million others at a cost of nearly $500 billion. At this rate, 2 in 5 Americans can expect to be involved in an alcohol-related crash in their lifetime. Alcohol slows reaction and impairs judgment. So if the last place you want to end up is the hospital, first things first. Choose a designated driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It's sort of working. Well, freetalklive.com is working fine. It's the subdomains, the web forwards like Auction and Amazon and the BBS is working too. But there's a bunch of them
store.
That are store.freetalklive.com. All these whatevers .freetalklive.com. We're having a lot of trouble with them. But hopefully the problem will be resolved. I've actually done a couple tests during the breaks, and it looks like they're sort of working, but very slowly. So if you go to auction.freetalklive.com, it might work for you. And if it does, you should place your bid. Because
take a nap.
Well, because right now we have an auction going on today. It's an all-week-long auction, so it's going to end, I think, on Friday, where if you're the winner, then your business, your product, your service, your group, whatever you want to advertise, you're going to get half of the backing on our bumper sticker. See, we're going to make a bunch of bumper stickers for Free Talk Live listeners, and we're going to give them out for free to anybody that sends us a self-addressed stamped envelope. And it's a kind of a classic thing for radio shows and stations to sell sponsorships on the backside of the sticker.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. And we're auctioning it off to whoever the highest bidder is. The bidding's currently at about $20, which that's really cheap, by the way, for what you're going to get. You go to auction.freetalklive.com, and I'll admit there is a reserve on this, but it's pretty low. So go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid, because if you're the winner, you're going to get on a bunch of bumper stickers, which is cool. All right. So we're talking about immigration. It's really bad news. In Georgia, according to the Associated Press, Stillmore, Georgia, there's been a huge raid in Stillmore. There's a chicken plant there, and most of the employees at the chicken plant were illegal immigrants. Or immigrants who were alleged to be illegal. We don't know at this point. All we know is...
I'd have a heck of a time proving that I was a citizen. Actually, just, you know, pull some stuff out of your pockets, prove you're a citizen.
All we know is ICE, the Immigration, Customs, and Naturalization Enforcement Division, or whatever, swept through the town and arrested a bunch of people. And now, as a result of the arrests, the town's dead. They have decimated business in this town. Convenience stores in town, which were frequented by the immigrants, buying cigarettes and booze and snacks or whatever, you know, the things you buy at convenience stores. Their business dropped 80%. Another Mexican store had 100 clients by noontime. Recently, they had 6.
Hmm.
So
just put the whole town under.
Yeah, that's right. Even the legal people living in this town in Georgia, Stillmore, have had their businesses destroyed.
Well, they see on a much larger scale that immigrants help feed our economy. That immigrants work, they make money, and they don't send all that money back to Mexico.
They may
send some money back to Mexico, and you know what? If my mom was over in Germany or I'd send some money to her too. But I would have to spend most of my money, at least half of my money, on living and eating and getting to work and doing buying clothing.
You don't send money to your family until you take care of you first. So you have to be...
You can't.
Right.
How can you work and make money if you're not taking care of yourself?
Exactly. Since the mid-1990s, Stillmore has grown dependent on the paychecks of Mexican workers who originally came for seasonal farm labor picking the area's famous Vidalia onions. Many then took year-round jobs at the Kreider plant with a workforce of about 900. Kreider president David Pertle says the agents began inspecting the company's employment records back in May. They found 700 suspected illegal immigrants, and supervisors handed out letters over the summer ordering them to prove they came to the U.S. legally or be fired. Only about 100 of them kept their jobs. What do you think they were threatening Kreider with? I mean, really, you've got a business. It's operating fine. You've got employees. They're great employees. Whatever. I mean, if they were bad employees, you should have fired them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a decent set of employees doing your work for you. The immigration thugs come in one day and demand to look at your files. What are they threatening you with?
I don't know. Maybe
have they passed these laws yet? I mean, they haven't even passed these immigration enforcement laws, as I understood it. I didn't think they had passed a big immigration crackdown law. We know that they've been doing these things here and there, spottily, throughout the United States over the past few months. But what are they threatening them
with?
They
probably just toss their weight around.
Coming in looking scary and being the government,
we're
right?
The Immigration Custom Enforcement Agency. We'd like to see your files.
And they showed them off and then asked a bunch of immigrants to leave. Only about 100 of them kept their job. So probably 100 of them had some documents or paperwork or something like that that proved they were there legally, even though they technically weren't. The arrest then started at the plant September 1st. Over Labor Day weekend, agents with guns and bulletproof vests converged on workers' homes after getting the addresses from Kreider's files.
Hmm.
So, point of information for anyone who's an illegal immigrant applying for a job, get a mailbox or something like that to where you don't give them your real address, because that's bad. I am so stunned by this, Mark. I am trying to imagine how it must feel to be living in this country, working so hard to live your life, to buy the things that you need, to feed your family, and to have a little bit of money left over to live somewhat comfortably. To imagine living that life and have it all torn apart one day by a gang of thugs dressed in black, toting weapons and wearing body armor, kicking through your door, shouting orders at you, throwing your family members to the ground, being violent with you, and just generally not giving a damn about you, your family, or your freedoms.
You know, that in and of itself is certainly frightening, but I think about what's happened to this entire community. This whole community of Stillmore, Georgia has been destroyed by the fact that they busted up this all these illegal aliens at the local poultry plant. And to what end? Really? To what end? I mean, yeah, maybe
we're setting an example.
Maybe there's fewer people on welfare, but the numbers have shown over and over again, by the way, that illegal aliens contribute more to the economy than they take.
Also, people on welfare tend to be shiftless losers who don't really want to do anything with their lives. Yes, there are some people on welfare that are really doing it to get back on their feet, I'm sure. But there's a lot of people, honestly, that are just looking for a check, right? And these people don't want to work. They don't want to work. They want to sit at home and...
They got all the files from a chicken factory.
Yeah,
that's not the welfare suckers.
No. Sorry, these guys working at the chicken factory are working hard to earn their living. They are not sucking off the teat of the state, so that's not even a valid excuse. Antonio Lopez, who came here 2 years ago from Chiapas, Mexico, and worked at the Kreider plant, says agents kicked in his front door. Lopez, who's 32, and his 15-year-old son were handcuffed and taken by bus to Atlanta with 30 others. Because of the boy, Lopez said both were allowed to return. In his back pocket, he carries an order to return to Atlanta for a court hearing February 2nd. But now, quote, there's no people here, and I don't have any work, he said. The poultry plant has limped along with half of its normal workforce. I mean, you know what? This is not just going to affect Stillmore,
which is more still.
It's not going to just affect them. What about the companies that are trying to purchase this plant's chicken? Sorry, we had to cut our production because we don't have our crew anymore, so you don't get chicken, or you get half the amount you normally do. What about us over here that are going to the store to try and buy chicken? We don't get to buy the chicken we want to buy because of this raid.
It's certainly going to cost more.
Kreider increased its starting wages $1 an hour to help recruit new workers. We're going to give you a little bit more info. 800-259-9231. Want to hear from you on this. How far are you going to let this go, America? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Oh, we got everything, including the bulletin board system. Over 130,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people interacting. It's totally free, and it's a lot of fun at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know, that BBS, 130,000 posts.
A lot of posts.
1,200 users. That BBS in and of itself is the reason that we are have the largest radio show website in the world.
It's huge. It's definitely huge. And it's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. All right. Talking about immigration still, and still want to hear from you, especially if you're somebody who reads a story like we've been reading here. Let's see. It's taking place in Georgia, Stillmore, Georgia. There was a huge sweep, an immigration sweep, where they arrested over 100 individuals and took them out of town. And now the town's businesses are hurting.
And it's not just because the people were taken away. It's because everybody else is scared, too.
Yeah. They're suffering. The businesses are suffering. The individuals are suffering. Children separated from moms and dads. It's just an entirely tragic scenario. But there must be somebody out there, because there's so many immigration control zealots out there in America now. There must be somebody out there who sees this happening, sees the SWAT teams kicking in the doors and arresting people and taking them away.
We can't have amnesty for these people, you know.
What I want to know is, there must be somebody out there who sees these things happen and says to themselves, oh, thank goodness I live in America. Boy, these things just warm my heart when I see these immigration control sweeps, these people getting arrested. I just feel so good about this. Who can really say that? Really? Can you say that? If so, 1-800-259-9231. Because when I see this happen, it makes me wonder what country I live in. It makes me wonder if I live in Nazi Germany. It makes me wonder where we're going next. We've got a war on drugs in America. We've got a war on immigration. We've got a war on terror, which is all resulting in our friends and family members being locked up, imprisoned, in some cases no charges, some cases trumped up charges, some cases charges that shouldn't exist. All of it's being paid for by everybody through their tax dollars that
and
they're being forced to pay.
The thing is that this is every American citizen has to stand in line at those TSA. Now I have to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time instead of half an hour. I used to roll in half an hour before a flight. Bam. Okay, I'm coming through.
Zip through.
No problem. Now it's at least an hour and a half. You have to be there early.
Sure.
And that cost me time. You don't think that time's worth something to me?
It's worth something for me.
We've got to pay for it. Now I have to pay for the extra security.
Yep.
That's all this war on terror stuff, this immigration. Same thing. We're paying for increased. I have to pay in taxes these increased. There's more salaries for these ICE agents, these immigration agents.
More
we
bureaucracy.
Need more of them. We're going to have checkpoints to find people. You know, there's already checkpoints, not at the borders, but inside of America. Permanent buildings where you have to stop and, prove to some customs agent,
some stranger.
That you're not that you are in fact an American citizen. You're not a legal alien.
Right, and now they're going to make it so that when you're coming back into the United States from reciprocal countries like Canada and the United Kingdom and that sort of thing, that you're going to have to prove your citizenship when you come back as well. It's not just welcome home, welcome back to America. It's there are your papers. Show us your papers.
Yeah.
It's happening in America. And everybody's and there's so many people out there that are just living in this fantasy, believing that this is still a free country. How can you possibly think that way? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, because I can't think about the United States anymore. Let's go to Sweden. Liam, you're on the line with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and report the good news that the socialists were defeated in the election last night.
You're joking. Come on. What are you talking about? Socialists.
Well, they were defeated by a coalition of parties that are slightly less socialist.
Left-wingers
were defeated.
Really?
Excellent.
So the slightly less socialist party won. Now, what about the pirate party?
Yeah, we have that. We have the socialist party and the slightly less socialist party. I'm not sure which one's which. But
what about the pirate party? Because Krister called in from Sweden recently to tell us that they were on the ballot and that some people were predicting them to actually possibly win something.
They don't finish counting the small parties' votes until tomorrow. They've counted about only 1/6 now. So far, they've got 6,000.
No, I see. And it's like a proportional representation thing to where if the small parties get enough votes, they get people into parliament, that sort of thing?
Hold on. They've counted, the pirate party has 6,000 votes?
They've only counted 1/6 of the small party votes.
Right. They've only counted 1/6 of the small party votes, and currently they have 6,000 votes. Does that mean, do we know what they have to get to?
They'd have to get a lot. They have to get 4%. I'm not good enough at math to figure that out.
Okay.
I see.
4% of what?
What's the turnout like in Swedish elections? We know that here in America, it's pretty dismal. What do you guys get for participation over there?
We got 81%.
Wow.
81% of people?
Of registered voters?
Of everyone.
Everyone?
Holy crap.
Wait, is everybody registered to vote there?
I haven't heard of those kind of numbers since communist Russia.
Wait. Say again?
You don't have to register to vote.
Really? You just show up?
They give you a social security number thing when you're born, and you're just automatically in the system.
Now, do you you only get the social security number if you're a citizen, born a citizen of Sweden?
If you immigrate into the country, you need to get one to get a job or open a bank account or do anything in Sweden.
Into the country, you can vote?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once you get that number, you can vote. You have to become a citizen and...
Right on.
Get into the system.
Are you guys having an immigration crackdown there too? Are there a bunch of Mexicans who's next door to you? Finns? Is it the Finns? Who's next door to Sweden? I don't even know.
Finland's on one side, Norway on the other side.
Do you have a problem with any Finns coming into the country?
No, we get a lot of people from the Middle East, and a lot of people were worried this election that the Swedish Democrats that are like a nationalist racist party, people were worried that they'd get in, but
They didn't. That's good.
They did on the local level in a lot of towns. They got like 20%.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of...
Happening in Germany, too.
So there's some Muslim persecution going on there, huh?
Yeah, there is a lot going on. People talking about... They don't want to call themselves racists. They just want to say, we want to preserve our culture. We shouldn't
eat
different cultures.
Hey, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
Same old crap, just a different country. Liam, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. People just hate other people. It's a stupid sports team mentality. Like I was talking about earlier with the racists in Kalispell, how they're all allegiance. They have this allegiance to their whiteness,
mm-hmm.
which is just how they happen to be born. It's the same stupid idea. Well, we were born in this here country, and that makes us special. And everybody outside in them other countries, you guys aren't special, and you can't come here. Close the club. Get out. It's just the same, just retardation.
It's close to that. I'm not sure it's quite the same.
It has to do with where you were born, and that's a totally random factor. I could have just as easily have been born in the middle of Africa.
No, it's a preservation attitude to some extent, is what the anti-immigration attitude is. It's we want to preserve our culture, which isn't as ugly as I hate X people. Like I hate black people, or
But the white separatists don't say that. Their message is, whites are good.
Yeah, we want to preserve.
We want to preserve our whiteness.
And
what's the difference there, Mark?
They really want to preserve their white culture is really what they want.
Right. So what's the difference? I mean, isn't there? I think there's a lot of crossover, as a matter of fact. I think there's a lot of people in the immigration control movement that wouldn't ever admit it, but are white separatists. I think there are people that...
No, I don't think that you even have to be white. You know, you can love America for its culture today and be concerned that America is going to be turned into the next Aztlan or something. Yeah, the next Mexico by these immigrants, which
I know.
Are, you know, less than a tenth of the population.
And I understand we've had a couple of Hispanics call in and claim to be pro-immigration controls as well.
They're just Uncle Toms. That's all.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, you get along by getting along.
Right, but I think most of the people in the immigration control movement are probably white separatists. They just won't talk about it. They won't ever admit it in public. And I, you know, I wish you guys would go and do it. I wish you would just go and separate yourselves, please. Just find some small population area, move into it, and have your little white world. Because I don't want to be a part of it. 800-259-9231, you bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, let's change gears a little bit, Mark. Let's talk about open source. We were wondering on the air a couple days ago, what's this open source thing all about, and why do people do it? Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number. Still a few moments left. Just enough to your call. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. When our forwards start working again, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to amp the show, or just go to freetalklive.com and click the AMP banner. It's the very top right banner on the website. And learn more about the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, well, support us. Over 290 of our listeners at this point, I just haven't gotten a chance to process them all yet. There's some new ones waiting in the wings. Over 290 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for
some
little
famous amplifiers.
Yeah,
too.
As a matter of fact, we can't say who though.
No, we're not allowed.
Anyway,
several famous amplifiers.
$3 per month.
Far more famous than we are.
$3 per month is what we're asking for, and the purpose is, well, first of all, we give you everything on our website for free. So unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their site, we give it all away in advance, and we say, hey, you like it? Send us some money. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use PayPal or any major credit card. It's a great way to support the show and get some perks for yourself. You get access to classic archives. I just posted a fresh classic today, as a matter of fact. You get access to that, access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, Amplifier-only forum, and more. Details at amp.freetalklive.com. The purpose, though, is to help Free Talk Live spread the show, to get on more radio stations, to get on more people's internet connections, and it's working. Thanks to you who've been amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, to the email box. We were asking on the air the other day, what's the deal with this open source software thing? I mean, we know it's out there. There's people out there working for free. They're programming code, which is a tedious activity.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
They're working for free, and you said, why, Mark? Why are they doing this? Well, SciPhase has an answer. Says, what is open source? He says, I'm an open source programmer and user, and here's why I do it. What is open source anyway? As simply as possible, open source software, from here on out will be known as OSS, is software whose code is completely open for anyone to view, use, change, and republish. The vast majority of it is developed by a diverse community, from people who might have been or who've been with the project since the beginning to people who might just send in one patch. While most OSS is, in fact, free, it doesn't necessarily have to be. So why do people create and use the software? Well, there's a whole list of reasons as to why people are involved in OSS. Here is that list in no particular order. Number one, higher quality code. It's pretty widely accepted in the IT industry, except by those who have a vested interest against OSS, like Microsoft, that OSS is more stable, more secure, and more flexible than the equal function proprietary software. For example, more than 60% of the websites in the world run the open-source Apache web server. Huge websites such as Amazon, Google, eBay, and many others all run on Linux. Yahoo, which is currently the biggest site on the net, runs on another open-source operating system called FreeBSD. Many consumer network routers run Linux. Every single TiVo, in fact, runs Linux. And in case you don't know, Linux is another it's another operating system created by the open-source movement. Every single TiVo runs Linux. A lot of new smartphones even run Linux, etc. The reason OSS is generally better than proprietary software is because there are more people looking at it. A well-known open-source advocate, who actually happens to be a libertarian, once said, quote, "Given enough eyeballs, all bugs are shallow. There's also the fact that anyone can add whatever features they want, since the code is open. So instead of Motorola having an operating system for their phone, and TiVo having an operating system for their PVR, and someone else having an operating system for normal computers, all of these companies can add the features that they need into Linux. At that point, anyone can use and improve the code contributed by those companies." Two, an improved resume. One of the reasons a lot of people create OSS is because it looks good on the resume. I know an open-source programmer who went for a job interview, and the interviewer asked him if he had experience with the widely used XYZ program. As it turns out, the programmer was the one who'd created that program.
Holy crap!
As a result, he got the job. There are people who are actually approached by companies specifically because they created or contributed to a certain project. For example, the person who created the Python programming language was approached by Google, as was the lead developer of the Firefox web browser, and many other people by many other companies. Number three, to make a profit. Companies such as IBM, HP, Novell, Red Hat, Mozilla, and many others make lots of money from open source software. Companies such as Novell and Red Hat sell their open source products in boxes on store shelves and charge for support services on that software. So you need some help, pay up. Others like Canonical offer their product for free download and provide for-cost services to people who want them. Still others like IBM offer support for their products as well as third-party products. Some companies have partnerships with other companies. Mozilla, the organization behind the Firefox web browser, has a partnership with Google that gives them 80% from all of the AdWords profit made from people who get to Google from Firefox's built-in search bar. Wow, that's a big deal. I had no idea about that. I just thought they threw that search bar up there because they were being nice.
Wow.
Their 2005 profit was somewhere in the tens of millions of dollars. Other companies make more and less profit from OSS depending on their size. Four, principles. There are a lot of people who are involved in open source on the basis of principles. These people believe that software in general should be free. The common phrase that's used to describe what free means in this context is free as in speech, not as in beer. Five, security of a different kind. One of the main advantages behind open source is that you can see the code. But for a different reason than stated earlier, if you use open source software, then you can be pretty sure that there aren't any back doors built into it, because some random programmer would have probably seen it by the time it reaches your computer. If you use proprietary encryption software, how can you know that the company behind it didn't include a back door? How do you know the company hasn't included spying software on their CD like Sony did back in 2004? How do you know that a company isn't working with the government? Back in 1999, security researchers reversed engineered some code in Windows and found references to the NSA and some of the cryptographic functions. Number six, unrestricted innovation. With most proprietary software, the only features that go into it are the new features that the company behind it approves. With OSS, anyone can submit a new feature. And if the head of the project doesn't want to accept it, well, then the person who submitted the feature can create a new project that's basically the old project plus the feature. So if you are in charge of an open source software and I submit something to you and you don't like it, I can say, well, fine, I'm going to make my own version and I'll start my own website and promote my version of this very same software. Because you can do that with open source.
And you're not going to make any money on it.
These people are making money, Mark. He said tens of millions of dollars for the Mozilla movement.
Well, that's a whole different thing.
Well, it's a whole different thing because they've got a product people are using. If people are using your product, you can find ways to make money. That's the point of this. If enough people want the new feature or features, either the head of the original product will include the requested feature, or people will put their support behind the forked project instead of behind the original. This is very similar to the free market as you talk about on the show. The free market, be it either the OSS market or general market, is the sum of the best ideas, throwing the lesser ideas to the wayside. However, if someone, for whatever reason, wants to use the lesser idea, then they're perfectly free to. They just won't get much support from the rest of the market. 7. Just for fun. A lot of open source programmers program just for the fun of it. It feels good to create something new and even better to know that people all around the world are going to use it. It's awesome to get a bug report from someone in Europe, Australia, or South Africa. It's probably the same feeling you get when you get a caller from somewhere else in the world.
Yeah, sometimes we get a, you know, we get them from really crazy places and we do like that feeling.
Number 8. Not just software. Open source doesn't just apply to software. Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, is an open source project. It's something that can be changed by virtually anybody. So is Wiktionary, Wikiquote, Wikibooks, Source, and the Free Talk Live Wiki, as well as any other public wiki out there. And finally, his 9th reason is that it's free. Most open source software is, in fact, free, and you can't beat that price. So there
it
you go, Mark.
Sounds,
now you're enlightened.
No, I don't think I am. It still sounds to me like the reason people do it is for principle. I'll grant you that Mozilla Firefox is a great idea.
He just gave you 9 good reasons, Mark.
No, 9 good reasons why you'd want to use it. Not
no.
9 good reasons why you'd want to do it.
You must not
no
have been paying
doors.
Attention. You must not have been paying attention. An improved resume.
Okay, an improved resume.
To make
still
a profit.
Almost principle. Yeah, the profit had to do with Mozilla, right?
There are several examples, Mark, of different companies selling support services for
right.
their open source
just,
products.
And it's just barely. It's strange. It still sounds to me like most of the software out there is based on principle. Did I say most? Did I say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I said. Most of this is about principle.
Well, when I was working for free as an intern in the radio business, that was based on principle as well. The principle of, I'm going to work for free now so somebody can see how valuable I am and maybe hire me down the line. That's yet another reason. Let's go to the phones there. We're running out of time, and Steve's waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Steve in Utah, hello. Steve in Utah, going once, going twice.
I think you cracked.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. All right. So you still don't seem to get it, Mark. I mean, what part of this don't you understand?
It doesn't seem like a, it's certainly not a normal, ordinary business model.
It's not ordinary necessarily, but it's certainly revolutionary.
One that works.
And it's certainly
good.
Very successful as well. And think about it.
You're only successful if you're making money at it, okay?
And people are, but you're also successful if you're gaining experience. And in the programming world.
And to make money in the future.
Yeah, of course. That's how it works, Mark. You gain experience by working for next to nothing, for peanuts, and then down the line you make money.
Wow.
Hello?
Yo, give me some of that.
Okay. Well, I don't think you want that, Mark, because you can't handle programming, because you're just a dumb sales guy.
Yeah,
it's been
I'm
Ian here with you. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this